Ohio State at home. And, you know, when they were number one, people storming the field, all that fun stuff. It's awesome. But for me, and I'm wired a little differently than a lot of people, but I remember the little things through the journey. And one of the things is during the winter program, you know, this time of year, you're usually going 6 days a week. So you're Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, usually lifting, Wednesday, Saturday, usually doing some sort of conditioning, mental toughness, competition type drill. And usually that was when I was there really early in the morning. So, you know, 5:30, say start time. And anytime somebody was late, they would bump it up 15 minutes. And so, you know, that if you were, somebody was late on Wednesday, on Saturday, it would be 5:15. Somebody was late on that Saturday, it would be 5 a.m. the next Wednesday. So,
ouch.
You get that. That's probably not early for you. I know you're on the radio for
well,
early
no,
and
I know,
it
but,
down, but as a college
for
kid.
For a college kid, man alive.
Yeah, to get up and do something physical. So, you know, I like to tell that story, but then, you know, we were driving our mopeds around to get in and out of the facilities, get to, you know, practice, get to school, and kind of just, you know, transition around campus fairly quickly. And that continued all throughout the year. It wasn't just during the nice months of the year. So we would drive our mopeds in the winter too, but you'd put your feet down as kind of like stabilizers or skis if you were driving through snow. So I forget if it was a Wednesday or Saturday morning, but freshman year, this time of year, fresh, like 6-8 inches of snow on the ground. And we had to be in, somebody had been, you know, late the weeks before. So we had to be in at like 5 o'clock. So the plows hadn't even been out. And I can just remember, you know, guys used to wear those big ski goggles to, you know, if you're driving 20, 30 miles an hour in the cold, it can be pretty cold. So guys used to wear big ski goggles and, you know, looking around, seeing, you know, 4 or 5 of my friends, my teammates driving down empty streets with fresh snow on the ground, feet on the ground, trying to get into the stadium for, you know, early morning workout. So those are, in my mind, you know, some of the types of memories that are ingrained of, you know, you look back and you laugh. In the moment, you're like, what the world is going on? But you look back, you laugh, you can talk to, you know, guys about little memories like that. So it's not always just the awesome memories on the field. Those are great kind of, you know, high marks. You put in so much work throughout the year for those 12, 13 opportunities in college football. And you got to find a way to enjoy the process, enjoy the people you're doing it with, whether it be in the weight room, on the practice field, in the film sessions, in the classroom, in study hall. It's just, to look back at it, it was just an amazing support system. You know, people back here were so supportive. So just a ton of good memories from my time competing, getting education.
I think you have to be a little crazy to ride a bike or a moped in Madison regardless. So.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, there's some crazy driving going on. And those mopeds, you get honked at quite a bit because you're, you know, buzzing around, cutting around, and lane change and things like that. So you definitely got to be careful.
No doubt. And it's always colder in Madison, too, it seems like, in the wintertime.
So. It is. Yeah, you got the lakes there. And good memory. So we were just at the basketball game yesterday, took the family down there to the Purdue-Wisconsin game.
Oh, okay.
Drive on the lakeshore path and look down over the lake. Just a ton of good memories of buzzing around there on mopeds and telling stories. So.
Sure. Your four boys, you know, they're all active, very active. They kind of look like little Bradys to me when I'm looking across there.
They got better hair than I do, but they're, yeah, you can definitely, you know, people that maybe we haven't seen for a while, they definitely, you know, when they see my boys, they're like, oh, I knew they were your kids before I even saw you hanging out with them. So they're little spitting images, little blonde hair, tow heads, and
a lot of energy there.
A lot of energy. Rachel's doing an awesome job homeschooling them right now, and we're enjoying that. But lots of unstructured wrestling matches in the living room, a lot of chase and tag going on. So they keep busy. They stay physical and active.
And you're working right now, kind of traveling a little bit from time to time. And
that's right. Yep. Working for a company called Kelly Supply. And we're a distribution company that supports primarily cheese and dairy manufacturers with basically anything they would need to run their plant, from packaging supplies to sanitation chemicals, safety supplies. And I work from home when I'm not traveling around visiting customers, and super fortunate to work with my dad and my brother right now, and actually Mike Hemling, who's from the Richland Center area. So just working with some awesome people and enjoying the ride.
Great. And you use some of the things you learned through sports, I'm guessing, every day. And that's probably one of the things you try to instill when you're talking to young people, too, isn't it?
That's right. The that adversity piece, it's like things aren't always going to go as you plan or expect. And, you know, I live that through injuries, through, you know, people getting bumped ahead of me on the depth chart, whatever it may be. And that same type of thing happens in the working world, right? In your personal world, whether that be, you know, family adversity or opportunities that come up along with the working world. So, you know, I find myself, when things come up, I tend to put my head down and try to work harder.
Brady Ewing joining us here on WRCO, former Hornet, Badger, Falcon, and a good friend of WRC.
And check your jewelry for free. JJ
Walsh.
You
are listening to WRCE, 1450 AM, W299CD, Richland Center.
I have been working on my surprise for Valentine's Day, but I haven't had much success. But Christie's will be serving up cupcake bouquets, love note sugar cookies, chocolate dipped strawberries, and many other treats to fit that special day. Pre-order early, online, at the store, or give us a call at 649-2253. We would love to share in this special day. Christie Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Today, a high of 50, mild conditions with a good amount of sunshine. Southeast to south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy this evening, a low of 31. Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy, staying warm and a high of 52. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, continued unseasonably warm, a low of 39. Thursday, 55 with record warmth possible. Scattered rain showers, especially from afternoon on. And Friday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a high of 45. In Richland Center, yesterday we topped out at 52. We were just two shy of a record. This morning it was 32 at midnight. We've been as low as 26. And right now it is 27 degrees. 7 past the hour. It's going to be a good day. This is Brett Eldridge.
I think I'll start my morning with Sinatra. Let those blue eyes speak to me. Skip all the things that I don't want to. And let my mind wander free. It's 42 cold and rainy, and something's got me thinking maybe it's gonna be a good day. I don't know why, but it feels like love's coming my way. And the sun ain't even shining. Got a feeling it's gonna be a good day. Look at the leaves and how they turn. Just like this smile here on my face. Life is a song that I'm still learning. And I can hear the music falling right into place. It's gonna be a good day. I don't know why, but it feels like love's coming my way. And the sun ain't even shining. Let the world gonna keep on spinning. Let it keep spinning on my way. I got a feeling it's gonna be a good day. It's gonna be a good day.
takes, or for me to pull you closer. I can be your sunshine on rainy days. I can wipe your tears away. Just pick out a song I can hold you to. Go on, let down your hair, baby, kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance, and if that's the truth, I only wanna dance with you. Get along. I can be your strength when you ain't feeling strong. Close your eyes and don't forget to breathe and just follow my lead. Then we can pick out a song I can hold you to. Go on, let down your hair, baby, kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance, if that's the truth, I only wanna dance with you. I only wanna dance with you. We only get so many moments. We will all be gone before we know. Hold you to go on. Let down your hair, baby. Kick off your shoes. They say life's a dance, and if that's the truth, I only wanna dance. I only wanna dance. I only wanna dance with you. Only wanna dance.
Brett Young on WRCO, I Only Want to Dance with You. Some things to celebrate today. It's International Eggplant Day, Lame Duck Day, Frozen Yogurt, Chopsticks Day. It's also Pay a Compliment Day, and a day to remember Ronald Reagan. It is Ronald Reagan Day today on Tuesday, February 6th. 26 right now, WRCO Studios, as we greet you this morning here with some good tunes. This is Jana Kramer.
I still believe in fairy tales. I still believe in picking flowers. I still believe in getting lost in someone's eyes and talking for hours. I still believe in shooting stars. I still believe in midnight drives and butterflies you get right before you kiss for the very first time.
what you do. That's what you do, love. Yeah, that's what you do, love.
Screaming through the valley where the nation of Botany flows, through the mud and crud and cornfields where the marijuana grows, across the railroad tracks of Persia, down the hills and up the dale, at CJ5 the four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. Well, he picked me up at exit 12 on the I-680 ram. I was doing 67 per when I rumbled through his trap. He commenced to whirl his flashing lights and he made his siren wail. I slipped on down to four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. Now I got racing stripes and dual pipes, and Smokey's got a Ford. Got a mill with a four-pot carb, you know, but Smokey stroked and bored. Well, Chase was on, but I had the edge with a rig that'll never fail. Got a CJ5 with a four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. Yeah, he was. I dropped on down at Granny Low and I made a hard right turn. My big old fat commando tires went slashing through the corn. Well, the tassels blew and the kernels flew and it looked like yellow hail. Just cooking alive in a four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. Well, we went screaming through the valley where the nation of Botany flows, through the mud and crud and cornfields where the marijuana grows, across the railroad tracks of Persia, up the hills and down the dales. My CJ5 and four-wheel drive, Smokey on my tail. Look out now, here he comes. Oh, we gonna get it on now. Don't hit that fellow with a banjo. We gonna swim this here creek now, Smokey. Yard wide and foot deep. Nation of Botany River, they call it. Might have to winch out. Gonna do a wheelie on that there gopher mound now, Smokey. Can you dig it, Smokey? Got four on the floor and four in the air on that one, didn't we? Goodness gracious. About to bust my shocks. Well, that Jeep of mine made Smokey whine. His rig was made of lead. He's mired 14 feet of mud, so he radioed ahead. I pulled up onto the blacktop and went crashing on through the rail. Sakes alive, I had 25 more Smokies on my tail. Now I had racing stripes and dual pipes, and Smokey had a Ford. Had a mill with a four-pot carb, you know, but Smokey stroked and bored. Well, the race was on, but I had the edge with a rig that'll never fail. Got a CJ5 with a four-wheel drive setting out back of the jail.
Good morning from WRC Radio, C.W. McCall, CJ5, and a four-wheel drive. I believe that's how Hank Bray is getting here over the river and through the woods. He'll check in. I believe it's Quizzy Poo Day next.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invite you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th, featuring a euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Whiskey Row, the Don Meese family, and the Honor Company. Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th in Avoca.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is celebrating the 14th annual Groundhog Day with actual inventory and a huge sale that ends at close of business today. We've got almost 40 Silverados, half tons and heavy duties, or Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and the all-new Chevy Trax. Over 80 pre-owned and program cars are available too. See the details and inventory at JonesChev.com. Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Unmanaged high blood pressure is one of the leading causes of heart disease. Because there are usually no symptoms associated with high blood pressure, it's important to have yours checked regularly. This American Heart Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds you that you have the power to take action and protect yourself from heart disease. Working more actively into your day and managing your blood pressure can have a big impact on protecting your health.
It's time for the roundup.
Calm down.
There he is.
I tell you what.
Hank Bray, ladies and gentlemen.
The fans are imagining in my head.
Yeah, they are. Boy.
Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of medicine that'll
it's kinda hot in here.
Help you a little bit.
All my fans are gone.
It's not that hot.
How you doing, buddy?
Not bad. Yeah,
You had a good ball game last night.
Yeah, we were at Riverdale last night.
Yeah, good for you.
Good local.
The Duncan
mention.
Play of the game goes to who? Michael Hearn?
I believe, yeah, last night.
That's awesome.
Yep.
So that's awesome. So, but anyway, good for him.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, some good things. There were some great scores last night. I thought Monday night was pretty busy. There were a lot more games than normal last night.
It was very busy. But they're trying to get through all their, 24 games this year?
That's right.
So everybody's trying to get them in.
Girls postseason begins, tonight. So 2 weeks from
tonight.
2 weeks
from today, I believe.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah.
Ithaca got a big win last night. So.
Girls basketball. Yeah.
Girls basketball. So anyway. Where are you at tonight, young man?
Wazika.
Oh,
yep.
You gonna buy me dinner on your way through?
No, probably. I don't go that way.
You don't go through 60?
I guess I could stop and pick you up. You know, or you won't be there though, will you?
Well, I mean, I could stick around a bit because I know you're early.
See, I don't go over the bridge. I stay straight. I don't go over the bridge.
You don't come to my part of the area.
Not usually. No.
Mm-mm. Probably a good thing.
Yeah. So.
So they actually have a quiz when you get to Bosco. Do you know Henry Bray? Yes, you leave, please.
Oh, really? That's part of the security.
Yeah,
do
security.
You know Henry Bray? Yes. Oh, nope. Sorry.
Sorry.
Can't enter.
We're trying to get rid of him. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. We have a quiz today.
What's the quiz on?
It's music and years.
Oh.
Song and artist, Philip.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So this is from our good friend.
Sherry?
Yep. Yeah.
Sent this in?
Yep.
All right.
So we're going to see what this is.
I'm a little scared.
Don't be.
Well, the thing of it is, see, the pressure is on when it's a question. It's a quiz about something that I should know.
Oh, yeah, this is your years, buddy.
So it's more pressure.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm going to need the song name and artist.
Song name and artist. Okay.
Yeah,
so two-part for everyone.
Yeah. So 1956 is the song. And here's the line. Well, since my baby left me, I find a new place to dwell. Well, it's down on the end of Lonely Street.
Okay. Song and artist.
Yep.
All right.
Number two. Let me see if I can read her writing here. 1958. Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens.
It's kind of where you live, isn't it?
Yes.
Somewhere like that.
Yeah. So 1958,
all right.
Among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood.
All right.
Where lived a country boy named...
Yeah.
Okay. You got that one? Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I don't know.
Number three, 1964. Oh, when the sun beats down and burns. I see. Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof. And your shoes get so hot, you wish your tired feet were fireproof. You already had that down before.
I was waiting to hear the poetry of Henry Bray.
Yes, boy, yeah, it's a tough one.
Beauty,
man.
Beauty.
1963, close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
Okay.
Not you, Phil. Not you. Joanne, get out of here.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. Close your eyes and I will kiss you.
HR.
I'm the new HR director.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, that's scary.
Henry rules.
Yeah.
HR.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
I forgot what we're on for. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Joanne, would you please get out of here? Unreal. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you tomorrow. I'll miss you. That's all you get. 1963. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
Yep, yep. I heard that. Yep.
Yep. Do you want me to stop that?
Yeah, please. All right.
All right. 1966. I need love. Love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. 1966. Is that number five?
That was five, yep.
Okay.
All right.
Number six. From 1968, I bet you wonder how I knew about your plans to make me blue. Go get him, Blue. You're the boy, Blue.
That's a different quote.
Yeah, it is. You're the boy, Blue. That's, with Will Ferrell.
Oh.
Old school.
Old school. Okay, yeah. That's not the movie I thought it was.
Go get him, boy!
I thought it was a more
Go
serious
get him,
one.
Blue. No, gosh, no. Can you imagine me watching a serious movie?
When's the last... Well, probably Gunsmoke. That's not a movie, but that's probably the only serious show that you watch, isn't it?
Yeah. Matt Dillon was in trouble last night.
But was he?
Yeah, he was.
Did he make it, though?
He made it through.
Did Festus come save him, or was
it... No, it was Chester.
Oh, Chester came and saved him.
Chester thing.
Okay, good.
And what number are we on? Number seven.
Number seven.
How many, from 1963, right. How many roads must a man walk down before you can call him a man? Well, I've been trying to do it for 51 years, Phil, and I just...
okay. All right.
Number eight, my man, 1965. People say I'm the life of the party because I tell a joke or two. Although I might be laughing loud and hearty, deep inside I'm blue.
Is that the Henry Bray story there?
Yeah, that is definitely. You think you got a fridge hanger today?
I don't know. Got two to go.
Number nine, 1967. You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar. 1967. You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar.
All right.
1958. This is number 10. I'm going to raise a fuss. I'm going to raise a holler about working all summer just to trying to earn a dollar.
Sounds like Phil Knee's Hayin' Days back in the 70s. yes.
Who wrote that song, buddy?
I hadn't finished yet. All right.
Can't buy me love. Okay, here, number one, 1956, Philip. Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street. Whose song and artist?
Well, that would be Heartbreak Hotel by Elvis.
That is correct.
You got to put a little more feeling in it. Well, since my baby left me. There you go.
I didn't see.
Number two.
Well, since my baby left me, I found a...
Oh, boy.
Number two, 1958. Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood where lived a country boy named...
Brett Favre. No. Johnny B. Good.
Johnny B. Good.
Chuck Berry.
Yay.
Two in a row.
Number three from 1964. Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof and your sheets get so hot.
Your shoes.
Yeah, but your shoes get so hot and you wish your tired footwear was fireproof.
Something like that. Under the Boardwalk, 1964, The Drifters.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Man, good thing this is live,
little
Phil.
Little trouble with lyrics there today, man.
What number are we on?
You're number four.
Okay. 1963, Close Your Eyes and I'll Kiss You. Joanne, stop. Tomorrow I'll Miss You.
That would be All My Lovin' by the Beatles.
That is correct. Oh, boy.
The poetry of Henry Bray.
Yeah. All right. 1966, I need love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine.
You Can't Hurry Love by the Supremes.
That is correct.
Yep, 1966. Also covered by Phil Collins in the 80s.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask you a couple questions about that after we're done.
Good version.
1968, I bet you wonder how I knew about your plans to make me blue.
Heard It Through the Grapevine.
By Marvin
Gaye.
Good for you.
Originally done by Gladys Knight a year before that.
Yep. 1963, how many roads must a man walk down before you can call him a man?
Well, that's Blowin' in the Wind, and Bob Dylan wrote it. Peter, Paul, and Mary had a hit with it, so. Is that right?
Bob Dylan's the one that wrote it, sung that.
63, yep.
1965, people say when I'm the life of the party, because I can tell a joke or two, although I might be laughing loud and hearty, deep inside, I'm blue.
That kind of describes the whole Phil Nee high school years right
there. Yes,
yep. Let me see here. Oh, yeah. Number eight, Tracks of My Tears by The Miracles.
Smokey Robinson.
And The Miracles. Yep.
That's amazing.
Thank you very much.
1967, you know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar.
This is called Light My Fire by The Doors, and that is the Phil Nee walk-up song for when I make my big comeback, you know? Because everybody's got to have a walk-up song, you know? And I would be the igniter, you see?
I'm just going to run with it, Phil. Are we on number 10?
Yeah, number 10.
Yep. All right. I'm going to raise a fuss. I'm going to raise a holler about working all summer just trying to earn a dollar.
That would be the Ain't No Cure for the Summertime Blues by Eddie Cochran.
That is very correct.
Woo-hoo! That's a fridge hanger.
A fridge hanger. Nice job.
Yeah.
So if I didn't give you the years, how many songs could you come up with?
Oh, I would have still had them all. And with the lyrics, I would have. Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
Those are pretty good. All good songs. All classics.
They are.
Yeah.
So a fridge hanger.
A fridge hanger.
Good for you. We haven't had one since November of 28th of 2003.
Is that right?
Yep.
All right. So write this down. February 6th, 2024.
Yeah.
Perfect score.
So,
boy.
We think that you're going to graduate here, Phil.
I sure hope so. Yeah.
It gets old, doesn't it?
Well, it does. You know, when all these kids pass you, and you know, you're still in the same grade.
It's like, hey, where's that?
Yeah.
Hey.
I went to school with your grandpa.
Great-grandpa.
Great-grandpa, yeah.
Buddy, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Everybody have a good day. And you know what? It's free. Be kind today.
Absolutely. Good advice from the old sage, Hank Bray.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Winter is the season at Vitesnik Power Sports for snowmobiles and boat shows. Beat the crowds and the admission at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Come see the great deals from brands like Tracker, Sun Tracker, Ranger, Regency, Nitro, Tahoe, Triton, and Sea-Doo. Our clearance models won't last long. Join us at Vitesnik's in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th. Vitesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and Vitesnik.com.
Get ready to light up the sky this 4th of July with Sky Ink Pyro's Tax Return Presale. They're offering incredible deals at all consumer-grade fireworks. Pre-order now and get a 10% discount. This is a veteran-owned business. Secure your stash now, and they'll store your fireworks until the last week of June. It's the perfect way to turn your tax return into a dazzling display of celebration. Call or text 870-214-8247 to pre-order and snag the best deals on fireworks. Plus, for an extra splash of excitement, they're offering private shows. Make this 4th of July unforgettable with Sky Ink Pyro, where the celebration begins with a bang. Call or text 870-214-8247 now to light up your Independence Day.
February 6th, going back in time, 1935, Monopoly board game went on sale for the very first time. The Winter Olympic Games opened in Germany. The year was 1936. Also, Frank Sinatra made his debut on radio's Your Hit Parade. The year was 1943 as well. Some notes on today, the 6th of February. Next up, we'll see who's getting older and, of course, wiser today. Our birthday and anniversary salutes are sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday today to Jennifer Morales Silva from Richland Center Primary School, to Helen Christ from Sacred Heart Parish, also Fritz Stibbe, we salute you, from Richland Area Senior Citizens. Best wishes to Judy Rieger from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. Happiest of years to an awesome friend. Jan Holloway from Butch and Mrs. Butch, we hope that you have a very fine day today. Happy birthday to Ma Kathy Anderson from your kicking butt grandkids, Star and Moses. Also to Kathy from your kids, Lori, Steve, Dan, Brandy, and Jeff. And from your kicking butt grandkids, Forrest, Stella, and Nova. All the best to Grams, Kathy Anderson. Wishes today from Schmidtwilden Hills residents and staff to Dorothy Dombrowski and Dana Fritz. Happy birthday wishes today from the Unified United Methodist Church of Richland Center to Charlotte Bailey. Happy birthday, Amber Schutz, and Taj Ewing from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. The Bloom City Town Crier with a wish for Linnea Dolman and Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions today. Saluting these folks, Kathy Anderson, Bobby Ashelman, and Lucas Ostrander. Also Casey Thompson and Jarrett Hatch. Happy birthday, Jamie Wilkinson from Elmer. Also happy birthday to Patsy Emmons from Elmer. And greetings from the RC Lions to Chris Mansfield, to Evan Tom, and Donna Sutton.
Need help finding a great Valentine's Day gift? This is Angie, here to remind you that at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we strive to make it as easy as possible. We have jewelry at every price point, and we're eager to make your Valentine's Day one to remember. From diamond stud earrings and stunning fashion jewelry to all different kinds of love-inspired designs, all waiting for you to pick out today. Even better, from the 7th to the 14th of February, spin the wheel and get a percentage off your purchase. Ladies, don't forget to stop in at J.J. Walsh Jewelers and put together a wish list while we clean and check your jewelry for free. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul at the Prescription Center providing an update on our move to Sextonville Road. Chris and I wish to thank all who have offered to help with the move. Vitesniks and contractors have worked many long, hard hours to turn an empty space into an exceptional location for a pharmacy within 45 days. We thank them for their effort. We will be moving Friday, February 9th through 11th. The pharmacy will be closed on Friday the 9th. Phones will be switched to the new location during the day on Friday, and messages may be lost. Please do not call on the 9th. As we move the computers, we will not have access to your records until Monday the 12th. No one may pick up prescriptions from the 9th to the 11th. We are humbled by the support and planning for minimal downtime. We will keep the same phone number, exceptional service, just a new spot.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9 or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
27 at WRCO Radio. Our news update with Joanne Krulatz is coming up this morning.
I talked to the man in the moon. I said, sir, is she coming back soon? He smiled and he stated, son, I'm overrated. I've had too much credit in those old love tunes. I don't know a thing about love. I just kinda hang here above. I just watch from the sky. Will love grow? Will it die? I don't know a thing about love. Then I ask him, where is she tonight? You must see all things with your light. He said, son, I could tell you things that might kill you, but I don't get involved in what's wrong or right. I don't know a thing about love. I just kinda hang here above. I just watch from the sky. Will love grow? Will it die? I don't know a thing about love. He said, I can move oceans when I take a notion, or make mountains tremble and rivers run dry. But in all matters human, remember there's someone in charge of those things way above you and I. I don't know a thing about love. I just kinda hang here above. I just watch from the sky. Will love grow? Will it die? I don't know a thing about love. I don't know a thing about love.
Conway Twitty, we thank you for listening and supporting local radio. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great rest of your Tuesday. Here at WRCO, we're at 27 degrees.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Corton Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Corton Main in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Rich Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 27 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Mild with a good amount of sunshine today, a high of 50. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 31. In Richland Center, the air is calm, and after a low of 26, it's 27 degrees.
Town & Country Television and Appliance is your source for world-famous Speed Queen laundry products. With 3, 5, and 7-year warranty options, you'll be washing worry-free for years. Right now, an offer to save up to $400 on your choice of the sleek new matte black is waiting for you. Visit Town & Country Television and Appliance next to Goodwill, weekdays 8 to 5, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. The identity of the man who lost his life in a single vehicle crash Saturday night in Laval has been released. Terry L. Hooker, 56 of Ironton, was traveling on County Trunk F when he struck a bridge and the vehicle ended up partially immersed in water. Terry Hooker died at the scene from injuries sustained in the crash. A total of 168 concerned citizens attended the community forums yesterday at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The purpose of the forums were to inform residents about the Richland School District referendums, the future of Simons Recreation Complex, the campus gym, and the collaboration group overview. Ron Fruit served as the moderator of the forums.
Let me welcome you with the hope that you leave here today better prepared to help share the news that you hear with the community and being better prepared to be an advocate for change and good things in Richland County. I think that this is a day when we really make communication a priority. And one of my favorite sayings is the problem with communication is the illusion it's happened. And so today I think we want to erase that illusion that we truly do communicate. So we may not learn everything here today, but we find the basics and begin to be able to understand and build an opportunity to be able then to cooperate and collaborate and ultimately be able to challenge ourselves to conquer the circumstances that we face.
The forum panel consisted of 6 representatives, Corporation Counsel for Richland County and City Attorney Michael Windell, Mayor Todd Coppernall, Richland Center Economic Development Director Jason Glassbrenner, Richland School District Administrator Steve Board, Richland School Board President Aaron Umbehan, Simons Recreation Director Tracy Gobin, and Simons Recreation Complex Foundation member Al Linz. Mayor Todd Coppernall stated that what began as a meeting between himself, County Board Chair Marty Brewer, District Administrator Steve Board, and Richland School Board President Aaron Umbehan resulted in the collaboration to work together. Steve Board said that we live in a wonderful community with people wanting to make things better.
We have a lot of really, really good people all trying to do a really good, positive thing. And each and every one of those arrows represents a person or a small group or an organization with a really good initiative in our community. But the problem is they're always pointing in different directions. And it doesn't seem like we've ever been able to get things aligned. And that's what's been exciting about working with this panel and this group of people is that for the first time, it seems like we're solution-based and we're future-focused. And we're not pointing fingers and we're not trying to dwell on the past or figure out where the blame is going to be placed, but instead, this group of people has truly focused on what is best for our community moving forward, trying to find solutions to problems that we have. And when we can do this, and our community can start to get all of our initiatives pointing in the same direction, this is where we will make positive change in our community. When we can do this, this is what will bring families to our community. This is what will increase the number of youth that we have in our community. This will increase the local business owners. This will increase every organization that we have in our community and help grow and prosper. We are so close. We are on the edge and on the cusp of just having some great things in the school district, in our local community, in our county, but we have to start working together and we have to start looking towards the future.
Board went on to share the why, how, and what of the referendum questions the district will have on the spring ballot and how the future of the school district, Simons, and the campus all fit together. He emphasized, however, that the referendum for capital improvements has nothing to do with Simons.
No part of this referendum has anything to do with Simons. What we want to do in the future, and what I'm hoping that the fine folks that were on this panel continue to do in the future, is continue to have these discussions, continue to work together, continue to collaborate to help with the city and the county to find a viable option to make Simons and that gymnasium part of our community long term. If the school district can be a part of that solution, great. If there are other alternatives out there, that's fine as well.
Attorney Michael Windle is serving as the representative for the county with the UW system. Some in the audience wanted to know why UW-Platteville had so much say about the campus currently when they don't seem interested in it. Windle commented.
They're kind of in a tough position, too, which is why I think that I'm negotiating mostly with the system representatives. In part, there was difficulty in communication between the county representatives and representatives from Platteville, which is one of the reasons that I requested my appointment as the negotiator. But what it boils down to is that when the UW two-year system schools were incorporated into the greater UW system and were assigned a four-year campus, Platteville happened to be ours. So regardless of whatever Platteville may have desired in regard to our campus, they were delegated that responsibility by the UW system. So the UW system, I don't want to say said it's your problem now, but endowed upon them the authority to have administrative control over our campus. What it boils down to is that they have the say in what use is made of the building, because at this time, we are operating under the agreement that was signed between the parties, and that means that as a tenant, the UW system has say in what use is made of the buildings, regardless of whether or not we own it. So, like, if you rent in an apartment, you can have guests. You don't need to ask your landlord. It's kind of similar to that, except in reverse. The landlord doesn't have any say in what use can and cannot be made of their buildings.
The lease between Richland County and the UW system runs through 2042. Governor Tony Evers is celebrating an $8 million federal grant awarded to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to reconstruct a safety rest area near Sparta. The grant awarded by the U.S. Department of Transportation will fund a project to significantly expand truck parking at a key facility serving traffic from Madison, Milwaukee, and Chicago on I-90 westbound to La Crosse, Rochester, and beyond. Commercial truck parking demand significantly exceeds truck parking capacity across the country, resulting in drivers parking on highway ramps and shoulders. This project increases truck parking capacity from 16 to approximately 70 spots, adds a staging area for oversized, overweight vehicles, and leverages technology to communicate open truck parking spots to commercial drivers moving along I-90 through Sparta. The project will also reconstruct and modernize one of the state's oldest safety rest areas, which serves more than 410 vehicles each day. Deteriorated ramps and pavement will be fixed, ADA-compliant restrooms with adult changing tables will be constructed, and improved amenities will be available, including paved walking paths, updated lighting, and a pet walking area. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation will hold a public involvement meeting today to discuss improvements on Wisconsin 60 from U.S. 61 to County W in Crawford and Richland counties. This project involves resurfacing around 4 miles of Wisconsin 60 from U.S. 61 to County W. Additionally, the existing 3-foot paved shoulder would be extended to 5 feet to improve the safety of the roadway. The project is currently scheduled for construction in 2029 and will remain open to traffic under flagging operations. The objective of this meeting is to familiarize the public with the purpose and need for the project and to obtain input on the proposed improvements. The meeting is scheduled for tonight from 5 to 6 at the Richland Town Hall. Adjacent property owners are encouraged to attend the meeting. An American Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 12:30 to 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building. You are urged to make a donation today as there is currently a blood shortage. Appointments can be made by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The warm weather is causing concern for syrup harvesters. Temperatures like this might be good for maple syrup producers in the spring, but in late January, not so much, making tapping tricky this season. As the ground thaws out, trees produce sap, and they are doing this now. And once tree buds become full of sap, they start growing and the stream stops. So harvest as soon as you can. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection will host an informational webinar about the Wisconsin Specialty Crop Block Grant Program Thursday from noon to 1. The U.S. Department of Agriculture defines specialty crops as fruits and vegetables, tree nuts, dried fruits, horticulture, and nursery crops, including floriculture. Registration for the SCBG webinar is required on Zoom. Applications for the SCBG program can be submitted through 5 o'clock this Tuesday evening, February 27th. To access SCBG materials and learn more, visit the DATCAP webpage. Project awards can range up to $100,000 and no match is required. For more information, contact DATCPAD Grants at wisconsin.gov or call 608-572-0512. The Richland Hospital and Clinics will host an Impact Life Madison Blood Drive Thursday from 10 to 3 in Pippin Hall of the lower level of the hospital. Appointments can be made through Impact Life Madison at 1-800-747-5401 or visit bloodcenter.org. Impact Life Madison is a supplier to the Richland Hospital.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is celebrating the 14th annual Groundhog Day with actual inventory and a huge sale that ends at close of business today. We've got almost 40 Silverados, half tons and heavy duties, or Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and the all-new Chevy Trax. Over 80 pre-owned and program cars are available too. See the details and inventory at JonesChev.com. Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Tuesday, February 6th. James Patrick Jim McGlynn, 66, of Lime Ridge, died Sunday at home after a cancer adventure. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at noon. James Patrick Jim McGlynn, 66, of Lime Ridge. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa, died Thursday at her home. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy, with a service to follow at 3. Following the service, a meal and gathering will be held at Just One Bar and Grill in Reedsburg. Dawn M. Stevenson, 58, of Marquette, Iowa. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99, of Spring Green, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held next Tuesday, February 13th at 11 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green Monday from 4 to 6. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church next Tuesday, February 13th, from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. John's Catholic Church. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99, of Spring Green.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. I am pleased to announce we are carrying a new line of smokeless fire pit called Brio. These pits are made out of stainless steel and are built tough. The X series line comes in 3 sizes, while the Y series comes in 1 size, and you can use firewood, charcoal, or pellets, and it's portable for camping in the Y series. And don't forget the great accessories that you can get to cook one of the best meals you've ever had. So stop in at our Richland Center store to see the Brio, and as always, we appreciate your business.
The 8 o'clock news on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM is sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Feral
Gas. You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
It's 27 degrees.